All right, let's give this a go. 6:51 a.m. Good morning. Yeah, 6:51 a.m. on Thursday, September the 12th, 2024. Here on a mostly blue sky morning. East of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. I'm recording with my magic ears. Let's see how that works. The sitting still and doing the test, it worked out okay. And the audio quality was at least as good, I think, as the wired mic was. And at least this way, there won't be any extraneous wire noises introduced into the stream. I'm not sure that there won't be any extraneous hearing aid business going on, but we will see how that works out. The phone is on airplane mode, so it shouldn't ring. The Bluetooth is on because I have to have it on in order for the Bluetooth to connect. Durr. So we'll see how it works out. Last couple of days have been sort of lackadaisical. I got a bunch of stuff done. I keep thinking, oh, I didn't do anything. And I look back at all the things that I've checked off my list, and it's like, oh, yeah, I guess I did. A lot of the little things, the aggravating things that crop up, one of which was the misaligned VIN number between the insurance card and the registration. I'm not exactly sure how that happened, but it has been recovered, has been repaired. The insurance company has a correct VIN. I have a correct insurance, proof of insurance card to go in the vehicle. So it's all roadworthy again. The van should get its glass in about 2 hours. Safelite is coming out to replace the back window that blew out in heat. Or something, I don't know if you're sure what, but the old window is pretty much kaputsky's, and the new window is coming in today, I hope. I still need to go pick up the title for the Kia over at the dealer. Called me Tuesday, I think, so perhaps I'll make that run over this afternoon. Or later this morning or something, I don't know, we'll see. It's only significant if I need to try to sell the car in the short term anyway, so we'll go claim it and drag it in, put it in the lockbox, and move on with the day. I'm reading Shannon Eichorn's debut novel, Rights of Use, book one in the series that she's calling the Black Book. It's, wow, it's space opera. It is straight up, absolute rock and roll, political intrigue, commoners and royals and soldiers and guards and ships and aliens and Earth and yeah, it is a it's pretty well woven read. Da-da-da. Unfortunately, the ears aren't going to make me speak any more clearly with any more accuracy. Maybe, however, they will let me hear. So it's a pretty good book, I have to say. It's actually probably going to be my recommendation to the mailing list. When I put that out in a couple of days, looking back over the other stuff I've read, which is basically catching up with old stuff. 2 days with Jerry Boyd. Jesus. Jerry's a fast read. He's always fun. It's an interesting style. He starts, there are no chapters. He starts when the story starts. And you pretty much live his life until the story's over. And there's something about it that just keeps drawing me back. X4 Foundations is still eating my mind. It's chewing my brain out. I'm trying to figure out how to get things to work. First playthrough, a lot of discovery. A lot of, what the hell is that? I have my headquarters, so I have a place to stow my contraband. I'm working on building it up a little bit. I'd like the station to be making money. I mean, it's a handy place to park my ships, but the ships don't make any money when they're parked. So I got a couple of miners mining. I haven't decided if the small miners are better than the large miners. Well, the medium miners. I don't have a large miner. Probably afford one now, but every once in a while, well, not every once in a while, I had one of them get popped. I'm not exactly sure why or how, but somehow it got killed. Shabby shields, not enough run, not enough engine. Found a free ship, got that. That was cool. I found a second one, but I can't figure out how to get into it. There's no crew on board. And as far as I can tell, there's no way to claim it. I get chased off by bandits. I know where it is. I can go back and get it again, but I also need to get some research going. I figured out finally how to do building. I was making it way too difficult. As long as I'm willing to spend the money and take the time, it's really straightforward. Build the machines. Put the pieces together. They're like little Lego blocks. Oh, I need a storage module. Okay, we'll plug a storage module here. I need more space. All right, well, let's string a couple storage modules together. And I need blueprints. I have a couple of blueprints. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a few blueprints that came with the station. The headquarters. That was a struggle. It was more of a struggle than it needed to be. But it's fun. It's fun. It's a game I don't know anything about. It's a game that is exploration. It's a game that is trading. It's a game that's mining. I had a fountain pen talk. I have a box of Waterman long cartridges, and apparently they've all broken down. I've been talking about this one cartridge that starts out strong and then fades away to nothing the more you write with it, and then you let it sit for a while and it comes in strong and then fades away. I think Robert had the right of it. I think the ink has broken down. It's too old. I looked in the box. I looked at a couple of the cartridges. I plugged in one of the cartridges that is new. It hasn't been opened. It's never been used. And plugged it in. Let the pen set for a bit. And nada. Nada. And I looked at it, and it's like, this one's the same way. It's got just a little bit of pigment in there, and it acts like it's empty. When I suspect it's actually full, and what I'm seeing is the pigment floating around inside the, or the broken down ink parts of it floating around inside the cartridge. I checked several of them, two or three of them from the box. They all have the same characteristic, and they've never been opened. So I'm going to, later on this morning, I'm going to purge all of those cartridges. I've got a newer cartridge. I have several boxes of these cartridges I bought because I was trying to get the right ones. Come on, get ready, sit with me. Monk pose. So we'll get some cartridges in it that work. I'm working on the Waterman Atria. I have to check. I think I have some auctions coming up. I haven't missed them already. I know I have some coming up on Saturday. I did hear back from Waterman about what turns out to be a Jules Verne and not a Reflex. And they were very helpful in that. Yeah, sorry, this is just way too old. We don't have any of these parts anymore. We've used them all up. But they sent me a list of pen restorers and gave me a 50% off coupon if I want to use it to buy a new Waterman. And I have to admit that the idea of getting a new relatively high-end Waterman at half price is pretty appealing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, you?
Doing well, thank you.
On a scale of 1 to 10, is that the one I want, though? I think I would much rather have a brand new Estabrook J. Because I'm using an SJ right now, and it is just so nice. I swap between that and the Filius, the Waterman Filius, which is the full old style Filius. It's not the Couture version. It's got a nice weight, it's got a nice feel, it's got a smooth riding. Love the nib. And I still have piles of pens that I need to ink up and give a shot to. I have piles of pens that I have to get into my database that I haven't And there's part of me that says, I'll get to it eventually. Buying 2 pens a day, every day, habit has sort of fallen off. There's a lot of stuff that comes up for sale that I'm just not all that interested in. The $10 and under filter cuts out a lot of stuff that might otherwise be tempting, and for no particularly good reason. I have so many pens, and if I look in the pen drawer, there are probably 5 or 6 that I want to keep. And it's not counting the restored pens that I haven't even looked at yet. I expect the restored pens to just work, so I don't worry too much about them. I just sort of set them aside and wait for the mood to strike. But working through these old pens that are often damaged or, in most cases, just dirty. They've been left to dry with ink in them, and a little bit of soaking, a little bit of ultrasonic wash, a little bit of flushing, rinse, repeating, and I think this Atria was the toughest one because the fluid was somehow clogged up and messed up, and I got it cleaned out. I think it was the running the bronze sheet between, or the brass sheet in the ink groove, that scraped out the crud that was preventing the ink from flowing to the nib. I think that was it. I also don't think I have the nib all the way back in. The cartridges seat pretty well, but they don't have the same sort of solid ka-chunk feel that I was expecting. And when I look at the feed, it looks like there's a little bit of, like, maybe 0.5 millimeter more that feed and nib should go in, and it hasn't. So I need to look at that one of these days. If I can get it to write, I really like it. It has just a little bit of scratchiness to it. It has a little bit of feedback. It's not technically scratching. Scratching is when one nib is offside or offset, and so the nib drags more when you move in one direction than another. This is just sort of like a pencil-like, very faint, very nice sensory addition to the writing. Oddly, the Allure does not have that. Well, it does, to a lesser degree. The Allure is very smooth. It was also one of my very, I think it was my first brand new pen. I've had several new old stock pens, but I had a couple of Kakunos that came in their blister pack, which I proceeded to ruin by tearing them out of their blister pack so that I could use them, because I have no interest in collecting them in their vintage setting. If I can't write with them, they don't do much for me. Did like the Kakuna that I tried. I have a couple now. I need to get back into those. Those were fun. Pilots. I have several. Thank you. Willow's looking willowy. Sun's getting up.
It's a pretty day.
It's a very pretty day. It's quite chilly. When I started, my fingers were cold. I've warmed up pretty well now. I'm wearing double fleece in my polo shirt. Good day, good day. Now, if this audio file just comes out, life is going to be even better. Step into it. I like waking up early. 4 o'clock. I think my body is just getting ready for daylight savings time to expire, and we go back to standard time. So when we start, when we fall back at the end of October, I'll be well used to getting my body up at that particular point of the day. And even if it's not. I like getting up at 4. 4 is a good hour. Give me some time. I don't have to hurry. And still get out early enough. Later, it's not going to matter as much. Getting out early will be less of an issue of waiting until it's warm enough. Those days will be here soon. This is only September. January is inevitably coming. However, I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.